Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. This year, heat waves across the world shattered records, tested our abilities to stay cool, and even cost lives. Here at Possibly, we wondered, in a warming world, what can we do to prepare our cities for more hot weather? Possibly's Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussein looked into this question. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Isha, can you tell us how folks deal with extreme heat in India, where you live?
Megan, you might be surprised to learn this, but India started taking extreme heat seriously only about a decade ago. And it all started in Ahmedabad, a city known for its high temperatures.
There was a major heat wave in Ahmedabad city and the region in 2012, where the temperature went to almost 116 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's Dilip Mavalankar. And this is Gulriz Azhar.
I mean, one feels completely restless, sweating. It's like being slow cooked, like living in an oven.
After that heat wave, they worked together to create Ahmedabad's preparedness plan for extreme heat events. Their plan was actually the first of its kind in South Asia.
Why did a place that was used to hot weather need a plan like this?
Well, when Gulriz and Dilip took a close look at the data from 2012, they realized that even in India, heat waves could cause spikes in deaths. Dilip says,
when you read that one person died in the newspaper heat stroke, that means there are many more people who are not reported but may have been affected.
We usually think about the direct effects of heat waves. People get dehydrated and can't cool down after being in the sun for too long.
But Dilip says very few people die this way. The majority of deaths during a heat wave happen when those hot temperatures make it harder for the body to function.
And this is more likely to happen to people with pre-existing conditions or weak immune systems like children and seniors.
So what do they do?
First, they created a system to predict extreme heat before it happened and used color codes to show if the forecast included dangerous heat levels.
They also teamed up with the local government to create a plan to prepare for days with really hot weather.
What was in the plan?
Everything from keeping parks open in the afternoon and giving out cold drinking water to training health professionals and building cool roofs that reflect more sunlight.
That doesn't sound too different from the things that the U.S. does on hot days.
That's true, but Gulriz says it's not just about the things you do during a heat wave. Building awareness beforehand is just as important. He says that they found out people were
4 times less likely to fall sick of heat if they knew heat could be bad for their health.
To create awareness, they worked with the city government to publicize the best ways to stay safe in the heat.
So the plan is almost 10 years old. Has it been successful?
Yes. Dilip says although there have been some major heat waves in the region, deaths during those times have decreased by as much as 40%.
That's pretty impressive. What can the U.S. learn from their experience?
Well, as you said before, the U.S. has a lot of great technologies for predicting hot weather already. And you do have things like cooling stations.
But Gulriz says making sure people know that these temperatures are dangerous and giving them tips to stay safe can make a big impact.
For all of our focus on preventing more climate change, we also have to start working hard to adapt to the changes that are too late to stop. It's unfortunate, but it's the reality.
Got it. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publics Radio.